Was it 2023, all those videos came out of mm-hmm. different possible encounters with yes. UFOs, Navy yeah. videos. How did you respond when you first saw those reports?
It was really 2017 when the New York Times came okay. out with the story where they basically, a whistleblower had given them the FLIR footage of the Tic Tacs and that were moving anti-ballistically through the air against 120 mile an hour headwinds and doing things that were impossible for any conventional aircraft to fly. And that's where for me, all the reports and all the UFO flaps in the 50s, in the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s, from Roswell in 1947 to the alleged abduction of Betty and Barney Hill in the 1950s, and to the Pascagoula incident, and to then the aerial school in Zimbabwe that John Mack from Yale did extensive interviews and research about, and all the documentaries that have been made, and suddenly Congress is talking about it, and senators are asking questions, and the subcommittees are being convened, and in 2023, it was the House Intelligence Committee had hearings where they interviewed Grush, Fravor, and Graves. Who were basically blowing the whistle on things they knew that they thought it was time to speak under oath to both Congress and the American people. And that really turned everything on its head.